and gentlemen, it's the Eric Morcom and Ernie Wise Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I can honestly say that it's going to give me a lot of pleasure tonight. But that's neither here nor there. It might be there, it certainly isn't here, I can promise you that. On this occasion, I would like to be serious because, ladies and gentlemen, as you sit here waiting for the all-night chemist to open, you probably know that today marks the bicentenary of one of our greatest writers, Ernie Wise.
Thank you. Why are they clapping?
Because you came on. Didn't you see you? I did, but then I have a telescope.
Well, why clap me? I mean, I haven't done the song yet.
Maybe that's why they're clapping. Incidentally,
yeah?
You look great.
Thank you.
Who made that suit?
Why?
That was going to be my second question. The ladies and gentlemen clapped because I've just told them that today is your bicentenary.
I didn't know it was my bicentenary.
And because you are our greatest living writer.
I know.
That you're our greatest writer or that you're living?
Both.
I don't know how he does it. I would like to present to you...
How much? Can I have it in readies?
It isn't money, Ian. Oh. Money couldn't buy this. They are. It's yours.
A feather?
A feather? A quill.
One of those pens they used years ago?
Yes, you used to write your checks out with one of those. I remember it.
Well, what's so special about that quill?
Only that it belonged to the bard.
Bard who?
Shakespeare. And it's only fitting that you should have it.
Because it's my bicentenary.
And because I think you're a greater writer than he'll ever be.
Agreed.
Oh.
He hasn't written much stuff lately, has he?
Well, he wrote an episode. He wrote an episode on Zekars a couple of weeks ago. I switched it off.
No good.
Have you ever seen Bert Lynch in green tights? I'll never eat another Brussels sprout again as long as I live. I would like you to keep that quill to mark your bicentenary.
And what's his name actually used this quill?
Shakespeare.
Yes.
Yeah, wrote what he called his masterpieces with it.
Masterpieces?
Yes.
Ha!
Oh, don't be like that. A lot of people like Zekars, you know.
I could lose him.
Not only are you better than him, you're prolific.
And I write more.
You have thrilled more people with your ballpoint pen than he ever did with this thing. I believe that in 100 years' time, there will be an Ernie Wise Memorial Theatre.
And everybody pays to get in.
And double to get out.
And I'll be there to see they do.
That wouldn't surprise me. There will also be a Ye Ernie Wise gift shoppy in Peterborough selling genuine Ernie Wise wig blocks.
And my knickknacks.
Well, why not? You never use them.
They might even make me a knight.
If they do, you'll be the shortest knight of the year, I can promise you that. The British Museum will pay a fortune for that quill.
Oh, I suppose so. Thanks, Eric.
Oh, it's all right. All I want from you are my expenses for going up to Stratford to get it. A fiver.
A fiver?
Only a fiver.
That's a bargain.
Thank you.
Here's a fiver.
Thank you very much. Oh, one of the old white ones again, is it? Lovely.
How did you manage to get this quill?
You won't believe this.
Go on.
I stood in Shakespeare's back garden and I shouted at the top of my voice, Cracker Jack! And it came floating out of an upstairs window.
Well, that's absolutely marvellous.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's all too simple with this fellow, really. I mean, £5 I've got for a feather from a duck's arsenal. Mrs. Chopper.
Everything for the mother-to-be.
Yep, the clubhouse. Easy terms and 9 months to pay. Head office in Pudding Lane. Come on.
No, please. No, I'm nervous enough.
I'll tell you something.
What?
If Match of the Day was on every night, this place would have to close down.
I'm embarrassed enough without you doing jokes.
No need to be embarrassed. You've got me with you.
Well, let's get it over with.
I bet a few of the customers here have said that before.
Please, here's the assistant.
Yes?
If it wasn't for that one little word, this shop wouldn't exist.
Look, if you're going to do a comedy routine, I'm going.
No, it's all right. He's a little nervous.
We find that the fathers-to-be are more nervous than the mothers-to-be.
Well, I'm not a father-to-be.
It's a sister.
Oh.
She's the father-to-be.
My sister, Annie.
Had you anything in mind?
What time do you finish?
Will you stop it? I've never done this sort of thing before.
Sister Annie said that.
When is the happy event?
In about 2 weeks' time.
Which came as a complete surprise to her because she thought you had mumps.
Will you stop embarrassing me?
You might try being a little more considerate.
And you might do well to remember that if it wasn't for me, you could be redundant.
If you would tell me what it is you want.
A plate of cockles. Have we got a plate of cockles for him?
No, will you give it a rest? I suppose at this stage it would be better to buy something for the little one.
I was going to suggest that very thing.
There's such a lot to select from.
Hey, if you have the saucer to match this cup, I'll take it.
That is not a cup.
I thought it was a bit big. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Oh, I'm off.
Oh, don't go. I'm only trying to take the sting out of it for you. Make your purchase. Uncle Ern.
Gosh, I never thought of that. I'll be an uncle. Do uncles get an allowance off the state?
I don't think so, to be honest. No.
Pity. Do you think it'll look like me?
Probably. Excuse me.
Yes.
You sell masks?
The sooner I'm out of this place, the better.
There's not a snake on the end of that, is there?
Oh, it's a rattle. I'll take it.
A rattle is usually the very first thing that the father buys for the little one. Your sister's husband may have bought one.
My sister's what?
Husband.
Husband?
Don't.
Did you hear that, Eric?
Yes, sir. Keep it down, I'll keep it down.
As if our Annie would ever get married.
Oh, dear me.
Our Annie hates men. She'll never get married. Yeah. Good and that, isn't it?
Yes, very good, yes. Could I have a word with you, please? Would you excuse us just for a moment?
Certainly.
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, this is difficult, you see. You know, your sister. The female one.
That's yes.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Soft light, sweet music, boyfriend, alone, yeah. Fire, light, settee,
kiss,
cuddle, hello, folks, what about the work?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What are you trying to tell me?
And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
What?
What's one of your death?
Our Annie did that.
Afraid so.
Never in a million years. Our Annie was an Ovaltini.
Well, Ovaltinis do grow up and prefer cocoa, you know.
I don't believe it!
Ern, there's got to be a father somewhere.
In that case, let the father buy the rattle. I'm off.
He's gone.
Yeah, well, he's a bit upset, you know. How much did you say that rattle was?
50 pence.
I'll take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest singer this week is a talented lady with a very distinctive style.
Somebody you know?
Worked with her many times.
Can I introduce her?
If you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great singer and a personal friend of Ern's. The one and only Flurry Four! Let's hear it for Flurry! Come on, Flurry, where are you? Who loves you, Flurry?
Flurry Ford?
Well, you said you worked with her.
Flurry Ford?
Well, isn't that the stuff they put in the drinking water?
You've done what very few might consider to be a joke.
Oh?
Now let me introduce our guest, Marion Montgomery. Welcome, Marion.
Thank you, Ernie. It's been a long time.
Well, a couple of weeks in the country, he'll get his breath back.
This is Eric.
I know.
My pleasure, Miss Comahoney.
Montgomery.
Oh, you've met her before?
At Ronnie Scott's.
Ronnie Scott's. He does a lovely bowl of porridge, I'll say that.
It's a jazz club.
I had my own jazz group years ago.
The only wise and the underpaid five.
Look, just tell me one thing. Yes. Does Ernie really play jazz?
What?
Clarinet.
With a jazz outfit?
The very best. Foden's Footwear Band.
Foden's Footwear Band?
Soul music.
What are you going to sing, Marion?
I'm going to sing a little ditty called The Last Blues Song.
Is that a promise?
A promise.
Good.
I've been crying in my own mind since you've been gone. But I've done some thinking and it started to sink in that life goes on. So if you're a person who's feeling sorry for yourself, better sing along. Because this is gonna be the last blues song. Little Billy of a self-pity can't really sing, but it keeps on growing and you know, whoa, whoa, it won't change a thing. So if you're a person who's hooked on hurting on yourself, better sing along. Because this is gonna be my last blues song. Listen. Whoa, 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 my, oh my. Yeah, 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 I'm fit to die. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, please don't go. Hey, boy, I think I'm getting high. I'm feeling low. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, you losers, you full-time bluesers, get out of bed. Don't you go and give in, don't you give up on living before you're dead. Come on now, brother, if you've been a mother and yourself, better sing along. This is gonna be, this is gonna be, look out. Last blues song.
Soon up is finished. Stella entered the nightclub. Paul was playing the xylophone. Xylophone. That's Z-I. No, Paul was playing the drum.
Fantastic, that.
What is?
You typing. All that tip-tapping. From the other room, it sounded like Fred Astaire on a pogo stick.
What's the book you've got?
Encyclopedia of Antiques.
I didn't know you were interested in antiques.
Well, I'd like to find out.
Find out what?
I want to know, once and for all, how old you really are. You never know, you might be worth a few, Bob. Pack you up in a crate and send you off to Sotheby's. I've got it made.
Thanks.
It amazes me.
What does?
You.
I'm an amazing little fellow.
Just tell me how you manage it, and then you can carry on in peace.
How I manage what?
To look so young, because you never seem to age.
I know.
The Arthur Askey of Peterborough, you are. You look just as young now as you did when you were 68.
Excuse me.
I'm being serious.
That'll be the day.
Honestly, you look as young now as you did when you were 18. Now, come on. What's the secret?
No secret. I keep myself in good trim.
You're a man, not a candle.
I'm still flickering.
Hey, come on, be honest. You're on the G-up tablets, aren't you?
I'm not on any.
You are. You're on those flaming G-up tablets.
Not?
Those little silver ones that look like ball bearings from roller skates. No wonder you keep rolling out of bed. You're on them, aren't you? You're on them.
No, I'm not.
I'd give anything to know how you do it. I mean, look at me. I look my age.
True, that is. Haggard. That's what you are now. Haggard.
I can't argue with that. And I'm going thin on top.
Bald.
Pardon?
Bald.
No, thin on top.
No, bald.
Want a fight? All right, I'm not proud. Bald. You can lend me one of your spares. You've got three. One on, one at the dry cleaners, and the other one over the teapot.
Big bags under your eyes. And you're beginning to stoop.
I can't argue with the truth. I look at you and I wonder how it is you never get any older. Cliff Richard looks older than you. And he's only 28.
Respect my body, I do. I don't stay out till all hours, do I?
You stayed up late last night to listen to the wireless.
Well, I like the Archers. Oh. Not like you.
Ah, I see. You're getting at me again.
Well?
You mean last night?
Well, what time was it when you finally flopped into bed?
It's only once in a while.
What time was it?
Well, a man has got to have some fun.
What time?
9:30.
9:30?
Yes.
The body won't stand for it. Ada Bailey again, was it?
Who else?
Enough said. No wonder you're going bald.
It's funny that, because I always keep my hat on.
It makes no difference.
You've got to tell them the secret.
Secret?
How you stay so young?
Well, it's got something to do with hormones.
I can't afford a holiday abroad.
You've got to accept the fact that your body isn't getting any younger.
I know that. Do you know the combined age of both my legs is 96?
Accept the fact that you're not getting any younger and you won't have any problems. I mean, if you're worried, have a word with your doctor. He'll tell you how to stay healthy.
He died 2 weeks ago.
He was only 30.
I know. A patient closed a surgery door on the end of a stethoscope and broke his neck. Never get any older, you don't. Hey.
What?
Have you got yourself an elixir?
You know I don't like motorbikes.
Oh, come on. How old are you?
Got nothing to do with you. Look, let's get down to it. Now, what's eating you?
Well, I wouldn't tell this to a living soul. So that's why I'm going to tell you.
Go on.
Well, the other night...
I'm listening.
The other night, I switched on the TV set and it was Legs & Co.
Used to be Pan's People.
Well, they've been pensioned off now. They're usherettes for the good old days. I sat watching them and my heart was pounding like it wanted to get out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. The sight of those voluptuous girls dancing?
It wasn't that. It was the walk over to the TV set to switch it on.
What are you trying to say?
Well, would you call yourself a man of the world?
Well,
you went to Chester when you were in the Cubs, didn't you?
Yes.
That's good enough.
You could say I'm a bit of a cosmopolitan.
It's the way you walk. Now, listen. On the screen, beautiful girls dancing, and it left me cold. Didn't mean a thing. Nothing.
Oh. I'm with you now.
That means even less. It's reached the stage where I'm getting more fun watching Percy Thrower swinging up his beans.
I understand.
Hey, you're thinking of something now, aren't you?
Well, it's only a little thing.
Never mind your problems. Get me sorted out.
As I see it, you are now paying the price for a misspent youth.
My youth wasn't misspent. I enjoyed every second of it. And if I had my life to live over again, I'd make the same mistakes only sooner, that's all. With or without me hat on.
Eric, you've burnt up all the coal and there's nothing left in the cellar.
Too deep for me, you are. That's author's talk, that is.
Well, you did ask me.
Are you saying that I've lost my virility?
Well, let's put it another way. The chickens are coming home to roost and you haven't got a perch.
Well, perhaps I could get a prescription for some of those Hello Folks and What About the Workers' pills.
Forget it. You're way past it now. The best thing that you can do is to buy yourself an alpaca jacket and a set of bowls.
Yeah, but I could go to the doctors first, couldn't I? And get some of those Hello Folks pills and what about the workers, you know?
You don't need a doctor. You need a welder.
Oh, yes.
You're coming apart at the seams. It's over, Casanova. If only you could have loved just one woman. I mean, really loved. You wouldn't be in the mess you're in now.
Oh, that's good coming from you, that is. What do you know about love? I still remember the night I came home early and found you on the settee with your arm around your wallet. You know nothing about love.
No?
No.
So I don't know what love is. Take a look at this photograph.
Good Lord, he's even got a picture of his wallet.
Look at that photograph.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very pretty girl. Which bank does the father manage? One of yours or a renegade outfit?
That is the only girl I ever really loved.
You?
Thought that might surprise you.
You will love. You've never mentioned this to me before.
Well, it would have been a big joke to you, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't joke at anything serious like that. If it happens again, just be careful.
What do you mean?
Well, remember what happened to that giraffe.
See what I mean? Not that it matters, because it's all in the past now.
But you did. You did actually love this girl.
Yes.
Well, when did you first meet her?
Well, I met her about 3 months ago.
Was she playing a harp on the train?
Excuse me, are these seats taken?
No, plenty of room in here. Glad of the company. Let me help you with your harp.
I can manage, thank you.
No trouble. Too heavy for a trim little thing like you.
I can manage, really. See? Oh!
Would you help me down off the rack, please?
Yes, of course. All right.
Yes. Thank you. My arm's just a little tired. All the typing.
Typing?
I am a playwright.
How fascinating.
Quite famous.
Gosh, you must be awfully clever.
Yes, I am. Do forgive me. I haven't introduced myself. My name is...
I just realized. Mr. Wise.
Fan of mine, I take it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thought so.
I watch all the plays what you write.
I'm resting at the moment. Not going to do any writing for an hour.
You are my favorite person.
We have a lot in common.
But there's just one thing. I'd enjoy your plays more if...
Yes.
Well, the other man who's with you, he seems to ruin everything you do. Eric something.
Eric something. Yes, just about sums him up. Yes. Everyone knows him as a fool, but I look after him, you know. As I hope someone will look after me when I'm his age. Eric something. A very shrewd observation, Miss...
Daphne.
Charming name, Daphne. Glad I met you, Daphne.
Glad I met you, Ernie. My first day home and I meet my idol.
Something you'll never forget. I take it you've been out of the country.
Italy. 6 glorious weeks studying the works of Michelangelo.
I've got all his LPs. Donkey Serenade. That's a good one. I wouldn't like our meeting to end here, Daphne.
Nor would I, Ernie.
Would you care to join me in a bite to eat?
I'd love to.
Then say no more. Here we are, blow to paste or the sardines. I might have a chocolate biscuit in my back pocket. Do you fancy that?
Now, that was how you met her. She gave you a quick gliss and left.
As I've just been telling you.
Yes.
I took her to the dining car, slap of meals, champagne. Expenses didn't bother me.
Sounds like real love, that, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah, the BBC were paying.
Oh, well, that's all right. Did it get serious after that?
I'll show you how serious it got.
Yeah?
Take a look at this.
Well, that's one of those boxes that they put diamond rings in. It did get serious.
£200 worth of serious?
Well, where's the ring?
On Daphne's finger.
And where's Daphne?
Gone.
Gone?
I haven't seen her since. I gave her the ring a month ago. She tricked me.
She actually took you for £200.
Plus VAT. Well, all in the past now. Right. I'm off out now to whoop it up a bit. I'm not past it like some people I know.
Don't have to rub it in, son.
Put your feet up, Pop. Watch Percy throw her on the telly. I'm off now. Whoop it up at the disco. I'll be your sweetheart if you will be mine. Cheerio!
Just look at his little legs going. Whoop it up at the disco. Somebody should tell him you don't sit around with a mug of coke or singing I'll be your sweetheart at the disco. Come here, Daphne. How much do you get for the ring?
A fiver.
We'll split it down the middle. Two for you, three for me.
We get along so easily. Don't you agree? We like each other's company. Don't you agree? When you stop to consider how close we have grown, you know that we couldn't make it alone. We hit it off terrifically in every way. Not just today specifically, but every day. There's a deep understanding between you and me. Don't you agree? Don't you agree? We hit it off terrifically in every way. Not just today specifically, but every day. We're birds of a feather in every degree. Don't you agree? Don't you agree?
So that was the Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise radio show. Eric and Ernie's guests today were Anne Hamilton with singing guest Marion Montgomery. The music came from Max Harris and his orchestra. The script was written by Eddie Braben. And the program was produced by Bobby J.